Hashem's help. Spoke a little bit on Thursday about this topic, and I was giving you some of the wisdom of Rabbi Parp Shalita and the apparent contradiction within Rabbi Eliyashiv. We resolved it, the difference between Atzei Dikt, which was translated as plywood on the one hand, which Rabbi Eliyashiv felt even though it's pliable, the whole thing is pliable, it's considered to be Gzeiras Tikra, it's all considered one big Tikra of more than four Tvachim. And Rabbi Binyamin Zilber Zatzal, the Binyamin Atzadik, he disagreed with him on this Nakuda. Whereas Rabbi Eliyashiv himself was Matir, it's made from Konim, which were translated as reeds, poles, sticks, rods, which are not considered Atzei Dikt of plywood, that's not considered the Sarim at all. That's the answer to that apparent contradiction. But then there were those who. Let's just do it again. Then there were those who talk about a question of chavila. Remember Gzeras Chavila? There are 25 pieces of in a pile. There's a special Gzera of chavila. Okay, but let's take a look at the Shulta Giborim, Rabbi Osai. If you have the new print, it's Yud Tes. The old print, it's Zayin Amud Aleph. It's Sifkot and Beis. Well, he says something which would seem to obviate the Gzera of Chavila as well. Take a look. Kol Eged She'eno Osir L'Taltlo Be'ogdo Eino Eged She'ken Derech HaChavilim She'ogdin Osom K'dei L'Taltlo Kol Eged V'lo Yetzorach L'Taltlo Echad Echad. Take one at a time. You put 25 together. V'fichach HaTzrifin She'ogdin HaKlochim She'lehem Be'orgim Osom L'Skayim Melachdam. It's permanently sewn together. Ein bahem mishum eged v'arei domin lemaktzalos hasuos asichuch shaf al pish ein arugin v'agudim ein bahem mishum eged u'misachem bahem. He says exactly this. He tells exactly why every mat is not included in Zeres Chavila, because it's meant to stay there permanently. That's exactly why they're what's called schach lanetzach, permanent, right? That's the name of it. So it would not be a problem of Gzeres Chavila at all. And of course, specifically because he's not putting it up there to dry, right? Not up to dry. And therefore, this is not a problem. Now, it's interesting, if this can also be seen, we also like these things in more than one version. The Ritva talks about this. Something very similar you'll find in the Ritva. Here we go. Lekem mishum gzeres chavilin v'yaf gav dagidan l'minyona b'yamah dagidan pirish v'lo shmei eged u'lekamon eged shein osu l'taltla b'yam lo shmei eged l'yosuka v'yaf gav da'ef shu l'taltla b'osu eged kem shu l'nasu l'taltla b'o kein chavili yetzim lo gazvina b'zeh v'shaminon shemutu l'sachir b'konim asdurim zeh b'zeh kem shu l'nasu l'taltla b'yam. That's it. That's exactly what he says. It's something called Trifi du Urbini. What's this? Let's take a look and see what Rashi says. When Yud Gimel and Beis, that's where this Ritva is found. Give a look in Rashi. Yud Gimel and Beis. Trifi, it's about the 10th narrow line. Kimin kuch ogol kakova v'nech boim besocho tzayadei ofos the urbani also be anfei arobas v'golden also mitachtov. There's a little dial there. Upiv rachav v'lamala koshin roshi anasorim b'chevel kesher echad ken kli mitzudos shetzod and dogim kitanim shosim beguma shekoron. Okay, so he's there's some kind of a issue over here, Rabosai. Even though before that it seems to have been a problem, so why don't we say that's a problem over here too? This trifi to urbani. So he explains that's what kind of situation is that? Because it's only aruga in one side, right? So he says one side, not both sides. And Rashi explained, "Mitatoyel letzad piv hu kalua." It's only one side. It looks like a chavila, and it's not meant liskayim. Right? It's meant to be ultimately separated, as opposed to the mat that's supposed to be that way forever. Now the next question: Gzeiras tikra. We saw that in the Yagos Maimonides. If they make use these mats for a ceiling, it's a very serious problem. So Rabbi Karp writes, look, open the Ramah, look at the Lashon of the Ramah. Tov Resh Choftes, end of Sivov. B'mokom shenogu l'kvo machtelos begagen ken k'tikra, ein misachachin bahen. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody uses these mats for ceilings. What about in the place where they make them? Aha. The place where they make them. So here I have the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, again Madura, the second Madura, which again it's not in the edition that I have, but in Rabbi Simon, in his packet, he has it as well. I'll read it to you from there. He writes as follows. Umikoshken sheshamati she'afa mokma siyas machtzolos elu ein tashmishon letikras bayis rak. Who wants to give a guess what they do in Africa or Asia? What are they looking for? L'chein sukos haroim v'akayotim v'lo lemagurim. The huts of shepherds and, who wants to translate kayotim? Gatherers or something? They go in the kites in the summer, right? Kites means you gather the grain. V'lo lemagurim, you don't live there. And I'm worried again. My paranoia creeps up again. There could be people who are so simple and so impoverished that they maybe they're living in these huts. They don't have any other hut. We might call them in this country homeless, but in Africa or Asia, whoa, I have a luxurious hut. That bothers me, man. It's the emigurim. So again, I bothers me. Okay, no one talks about my problem. No one, unless you found these things, that they're afraid that what's. I think that someone read to me on Thursday, Daniel, I think, read that in the OU said they had a sign up in. That it's meant for a sukkah, but I was asked if the workers are literate, could they could read the sign. I have all these fears. Shem acha kol zeh vesia machtelos nafim moron agorn of Yosef Shalom al Yashav Shlita at the time. Is there a year on this? It doesn't say. It's chach kindness, and if it's a sign of kindness, that's how they advertise it. Vitzati advora manal vahora shem machtelos ksheira l'sichuch l'chatchila below shem pikbuk. Ah, he wrote in Kovitz Chuvis. No. That's in here too. Kovitz Chuvis. Everything's in here. Rabbi Simon is a very good Rebbe. He writes as follows. This is page 15, before it's page 21. He says, Adar Tov Shin Lamed. Now we know exactly what that is because you have the Rabbi Jamazilla printed in his Sefer. Oz Nidbru, Chelik Shading Simon Samavov. And he gives the same exact date, the same exact words, right? But the Heviu lefanem machtzelos osim atzei dikt dakim arugim bechutim. So I said the Rashba, right? The Rashba that we spoke about before, right? That Rashba's in here too. We saw it on the screen on Thursday. That Rashba's shut simin reish yud gimel, I think it was. That's found in the Beis Yosef simin tuf reish chav tes. We said somebody wanted Asrid, he wanted to let them have to keep their minig. Remember that? I think if you remember that language from Thursday. Kevin and Nesorim Tkuba Masmer, called Nesorim Kinesir Echad Rachav, is Exeris Tikra. Look on the Rashbo, and it's a Merachav by Nesel Mishneil. So that's the disagreement. Here, they're very close to each other, with nailed in. Maybe it's one considered one Neser. Dikt Min Eitzu Amiskalev the Chatichos Dakim. Lomatzinu bin Nesorim Chiluk bin Eitz Oval Min Eitz Dak. He doesn't understand why I should get out of the problem of Neser. And of course Rabbi Zilber, who was presumably talking about the exact same case, I hope they weren't boats passing in the night, they were talking about Atzei Dikt, and he said Even though it's atzei dikt, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. He doesn't see what the issue is over here. Doesn't consider it to be have a problem of neser. Mm-hmm. Okay. He doesn't really address it directly over here so much, but I do not believe that Rabbi Zilber accepted the counter argument of Rabbi Yashiv. He was entitled to pass in his own way. But okay, that's an open issue. It's an open issue. Okay. However, he goes on, his last line in Rabbi Karp here on page 21. When we come go mesh hazil the motzi shenosim aschach anal lechud below chizuk upamim sheroy loof beruach mitzuya could fly away in a common wind. Uladas poskim yeshu chashash al suka shenichol am beruach mitzuya. Lefichach yesh diten al gab of keresh, put a beam on top of the mat. O likshok sharim betzili aschach or tie knots on the side, sheach bidu ba'ofen shel yeroy loaf ruach metzuya, so it shouldn't fly away in a ruach metzuya. That's signs of the name Birchas Ksiva Kasim Atova Moshe Mordechai Karp. This is again, this is coming from Hilchos Chayim B'Chag. It's not in our edition. There must be another edition which came out. Remember, ours is in 1992, 25 years old. So there must have been another edition since. I haven't seen it anywhere, which includes these two pages which are found over here. Didn't see anywhere else. That's what he said. Wait a minute. Does everyone agree with this? Well, let's take a look and see if Rabbi Yashiv has agreed with it. What about the Atzei Dikt? Maybe since it rolls, it's not a problem. So let's look in Rabbi Vosner, who was certainly someone who had, entitled to his own opinion in these matters. Let's take a look. Shevet Alevi, we know, is on our list of Tshuva Sachronim here from the Bar Ilan. Been here before many times. Shevet Halevi has two tshuvas on this. The first is Chelek Tes. Okay. Wah, wah, wah. What did you say? I guess it must be a wrong Maramok. Obviously, this is wrong. I guess, hold on a minute. I write things sometimes wrong. I think it's in here, Shevet Halevi. Shevet Halevi. What did I write down, Simon? Excuse me. Wrong Chelek. That's right. Chelek Vav. It's the right number, but the wrong Chelek. Okay. The Debret Sina Rav, who lived in Borough Park, 1983. Schach HaYadua. He talks about Mamed. That's Mamed, our next topic. Okay, we'll get to the Mamed. All right, let's just read a little bit. We'll get to Mamed on the Chatchila. Okay. Yeah. Hamiyat Shem Tonim De'ein Zeh Begedem Mamed. You know why? The Yochel LaHachzik Mamad. It's a modern expression. Mamzik Mamad, same source as Maibid, right? Gambali Achutim. Ani Pesuk Bose. We're both not sure if the facts are true. Vididi Agon of Yosef Yoshev Shlita, Shoshash Old Chashash, Ulai Domal Hamvubit, Reis Yosef Simtach Rechtabish, Hevet on the Storm, Tukuim, Recall on the Storm, Knesser Rechad, Rachav, Zeres Tikra, Choshe Rabba Goyen Anal, Kemen shem dvukim adei arigo harinasu nesir rechav rochav v'yeshdon mishum psu rochav dal ibril adidi dafka chashash se lo nirili kemen do nasa shetav echa adei chibur to miskapel kimo dovarach ein ze begeder gzeres nesir. What I told you, he heard Rabbi Yoshua had to say and he disagrees, because if you can fold it up, you roll it up, that's the whole point. They for storage purpose, they roll them up, that cannot be confused somehow with gzeres tikra, and therefore he's lenient as far as that is concerned. Oh, but then he goes further. Chelek Yud. Sorry about that. Chelek Yud. Simen Lamed Tzadi Dalet. Okay. Machzelas a sukkah. Da da da. You know, many years, I don't want to give my heksha to this stuff. Lahani chadoshes bichlal Yisrael. Gamu shem mutter pi alocha. But to make it Isser, I don't see an Isser. I don't see it. Stam Achzelash was not less of a Gzeres Tikra. Right? It's not. Depends on the Metzias, okay. But the Metzias, he doesn't see such a major problem. What about the Rosh, though? Divya Rosh, Perikama, the Sopa, and the Sukkah, that's a Rosh, and Roy, the Shchiva, lo Mahani, Gamel, and also the Shem Shtrach, Mio Deya, Sheoma, Leuma, the Takla, the Sachech, Osa Kuliyama, the Sukhime. Oh, he says as follows. Ova Omar Betach, he's saying with confidence, Dafilu Nachme Bezeket, that's the Rosh Memes. Does he follow the Rosh Shchiva? Even though the Poskim don't like it. He quotes the Marasham, and that's Torah, Paskins, you tell him to do it. Tzorah God, you can be Mekil. Okay? We throw Rashi all the way. Hainuk sheyesh mokom l'gzeres ha-rosh demiyodeya she'om al-ruma. Lokein! K'shabezen shel Yisroh mefarim shebevadai b'mokom gadua ikalach meka ha-rosh. Yes, the rosh is right. Aber lokein! K'sheyotim mipiem te'osu l'shtamish min astam milvad ma she'nas le'bashkachosom. It sounds a little bit self-serving, no? Only my heksha. My meat is kosher. So if they say can only use the schach with my heksha, I they say a dua shenasa l'sichuch, who was a posha to gam a rosh to hechmer. I'm not so convinced this is true. Balabatim a medame milsa l'milsa on their own. Come on, it's only politics. He's trying to make a few dollars. He's saying only his is kosher. Everything is kosher. We know this to be very, 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 very true. So that's why I'm not completely convinced that the Russian chashash is alleviated. Okay, fine. Then there's two other tshuvas from Rabbi Bosai. So if everyone's positive, more or less positive, you know, to some extent. But Rabbi Simon quoted two recent tshuvas from that are extraordinarily negative. I'm not sure if the first one is in my doubts it'll be here, but what's it called? We'll look for a second. Yeah. No, not here. I'm not surprised. It's called Yeshua's Moshe. I have it here. Yeshua's Moshe. Okay. Beautiful tshuva. Hagoyin Rav Yeshua Moshe Aronson Zatzal. Written in Petach Tikva. Erev Sukkos. Late in the game to write this. Erev Sukkos. Tovshin Lamed Beis, 1971. Schach Lanetzach. Schach Lanetzach. He says there's a problem. The problem fundamentally could be a problem of Maimid and using these dictim. Okay? So he quotes the four sheetahs that we quoted yesterday, Thursday. Remember the idea, I need to say Pishtan. Right, Rashi says it's a question of Mekabel Tumah or not, and everyone else had other reasons that they were worried about. It's Karov Lekabel Tumah, or it's Nishtana Tzuros, it doesn't look like a Dula Karka, or it could be used to fill up a pillow. Those are the opinions of the Ran and the Rambam and the Ravid, respectively. We saw in the Ran on Thursday. So he says as follows. He says that they use nylon. You know what nylon means in Israel? It's a tag they call nylon. What would we call it? We call it nylon? Maybe. Well, if you strung it together, you put all these dicts together with some kind of a string, would we call it nylon? What would we call it? Synthetic material, synthetic thread. Would we call it nylon? What do you call it in America? But whatever name it has, no, rayon, I don't know, we'd give it a particular name that it's patented as, that's what we'd call it. Whatever is synthetic. He claims that's possible to be misachim midoraisa. It's not gedule karka. It's, you know, these stuff comes from the earth. The earth is offer. It's not gedule karka. Cotton, on the other hand, is gedule karka. According to Rashi, it's actually kosher. It's not makabel tuma at all. From the other three, it's only a problem with the rabbanon. And when it comes to the maimon and the rabbanon, there's room to say it's a kind of exeral. We'll see that later on in the detail, and therefore there's room to be somewhat lenient. Again, according to the Ran and the Raiva, it's exera, he says. The Ran says, certainly the Ran, it's exera, it looks like it's going to be used later for stuff. But the Rambam says, it's not going to do the kaka. Rav Aronson is not sure, is that exera, or is that a din de Rabbana? And goes with exera l'exera. But a din de Rabbana is not necessarily, we had this before, if you recall. We're discussing other issues. Is something called exera l'exera or not? Some say it's not called exera l'exera because it's an intrinsic psul de Rabbana. Not exera l'exera. Exera to a de Rabbana. That's where Rabbi Aronson is not sure how to handle that kind of a situation according to the opinion of the Rambam. He does quote the Rambam, and I'd like to show you the who has the Magen Avraham today? Is the Magen Avraham? Okay, this is important Gemara, which is the Magen Avraham talks about, and he has an interesting putting together of various Rishonim, which seems he says to stay the same, although we don't see it that way. There's a discussion here in the Sugya about Ayesi Anite Pishta, that's an Ayud Base and Mid Base. But after that, I asked him to continue a little bit more. Talks about various things. The last line is Shvatsri Lo Mesachachin. Whatever this means, gives you a French word. Kind of Yerokos. My timer. Kevin Desori Rechayu Shavag Luvanafik. It's a bad smell. Rashi says, he's going to leave. Right? Or not return fire Shavag. The leaves are going to fall off. He's going to leave. Enough. He's going to leave. I asked you the Gemara. The Magen Avraham I want you to see, please look inside, is in Tav Resh Chof Tes Sif Katan Yudalit. Before you get there, let's take a quick peek in the Rush in Simen Chof Hei. Simen Chof Hei. These Gemaras are quoted. B'chol Hani says the Rush, L'chadchila Lo Mishum Gzeira Dilma Shavik Lu V'nafik Avo Yotzu Yedei Chovoso Im Sichech Bohen. If you use this, you yotze the chiyuv. V'chein kosev a Rambam zal perikei halacha beis. The Rosh needs to make an equation between his own view and the view of the Rambam. Following me? What is his own view? That he says the chatchila you shouldn't use it, but if you used it, you yotze. What exactly does that mean? It's a little ambiguous. That Magen Avraham we're going to turn to right now. Tof resh chof tes if katan yudalit. Says something interesting. Here we are. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Sif Yudal, Yesh Dvarim, Shosu Chacham L'Sach B'Hem L'Chat Chila, etc. Says the Magen Avraham. V'im Ovar V'Sichech B'Hem K'shera, V'chein Kosev Rambam, Mashma, the mutter leishavu. Ram gives an impression. There's nothing wrong with sitting there. Bezelash on a rush. Aba yotze yedei chovaso lo sichach behem v'chein kosev a Rambam. What's the Magen Avraham driving at over here? Are the two in fact the same or not the same? If you look at the Machzor Hasher Al Yisrael to see, zeh siyum lashon a rush. Harei the harush hishve dato ledas a Rambam. Ulechora pligi. Forget they're arguing with each other. Why? Dila harambam im sichech bahen mutal lechatchila leishiba. Uva rosh mashma. No. Dafka im kvar yoshiba yotzu yedei chavoso v'nafka mina lelel rishin. Aval lo yeshiba lechatchila. Vakarot tzarech loma od losh na rambam lo avdafka od losh na rosh na avdafka. Kodani mogan avrovin. The Rosh himself, who equates the two, and the Magen Avraham, who follows, somebody is talking over here, Lav Dafka. One of them. Another Prima Gadim, I ask you to see also, Milosh Naramzal, Mashmaim, Sichabem, Ksheva Lechatchila Leisheba, Afrikas Tanta Tachlis, Sheyachol Lesachak Beminacher. You can find a different kind of Schach. No. Not required, you can sit there. Once you made it, you can sit there, Lechatchila. Umiloshon Harosh Sukkah Yud Gimel Einach Rekol Kach Shekosav Emsicha Yosei Chavoso because of a Ramzal Mashmak B'Yev Shalom B'Yanacher. Yeah, there is a dispute. If there's something else possible, we have to go to something else. Kol Rami Yesh Leforesh Kavanasu Gam Kem Lechatchila Yorale Shebo and Mesachin Lechatchila Mashma. Okay, maybe there's no dispute. It's not completely clear. Because somebody asked me a question last week, was it? When it says Lechatchila, not good. What does that mean? Does it mean once it's built you can sit there? No, you should try to get another sukkah. That seems to be a possibly machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam, which we can extrapolate to other situations of this type as well, potentially. Yes?
So where is that exactly mashma from the Rosh that one has to leave? I guess that's the whole point I was saying.
Is that like what? No, he's like far another sukkah, he's saying. It's only. Means b'diyevet. After the fact, you sat there already, but you shouldn't have sat there. Ayotza means yotza the first night after you sit again. After you sit again. That's how we saw earlier. All right. I can't resolve this. Fine. Now, there's a Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer discusses this as well. There's only one problem. It's quoted over here at the end, but it doesn't say which chelik it's in. There are, I think, 21 chalokim of Tzitz Eliezer. Oh, it says chelik yud. So it says on top. Chelik yud. We have Tzitz Eliezer. Let's take a look, see what he says. Against everybody, everyone who came before. Watch. Oh, you could have. That was a mistake. Okay. Simen Chavtes. Okay. Rav Godel Echad. Machzela Shel Kash Chadoshes. Right? What does Kash mean? Straw. Right? Apparently using kash from straw? Does that make sense? We don't use that straw. We don't use straw anymore. Huh? It was written a long time ago. Chelek Yud was written probably, I don't know, some 40 years ago, maybe more. I don't know. I'm not sure. It was written for many years. Chuvus. There's no data in this, unfortunately. He says like this, Rabim Hischilu Lachil. They just began. Now it's already took over the whole country. Is that the nearest? Ain't local Sachabem. We all know Shamanu Atko. Mishu Yochel is never about Selas, never heard of it. Yesh Lignara Pirzo Lifnesha Tizgala Yosef Koshe Kvior Lagoda. You better believe it. That's already too late. Avaris Dvarab Alocha. Quotes the Suga and Daf Yutes that we spent a lot of time talking about. Watch this now. Look at this. Look at this. Hayosh v'zachinu be'ezit Hashem l'kibbutz golios mikola eidos v'yo nemanu sheruba deruba me'edot ha-mizrach v'shtamshim v'machtzalos v'shchiva. Well, the Mizrach is now a majority of Yosh v'er. Am I correct? Are they a majority? No, not a majority? You go on the internet, you'll find out. But there's certainly a very large percentage of you there at 12 Naidotam is Rach. Okay. Lo'od. El Shagam Beinenu Ados Ashkenazim. Gam Ken Harbe Maharbe Mishtam Shem Bezel Shchiva. Uvi Yodik, I know what I'm talking about. Biofen. Shiyote Sherov Godom and Hogam Mishtam Shem Shchiva. לכן לא יאו לה סיכר בהם אפילו אם יעשו מן חתחיל את השם סיכר כתבין הכנל לא סכולה מסור this is the Xeris HaRosh if I saw them if they really did it the Shechiva which was my biggest fear הרי פוסל מן התורה ואם מי שיראה בדייתו לפקבק אם אמנם נקווה זה רוב בני המוקם שמשתמש במחצוס של Shechiva נוסף ונאמר זאת אומרת אף דווקא Shechiva קובס אלא כל מיני השתמשוס בהם I adair makabim toras kli gam ken kovei b'zeh. And if so, what is it? Well, the dogma ask here. Mashkoz levaruch hashulchan. Did we see this last week? Did we see this? I think we maybe did. Sifyud Gimel. Tima machzalos nasan lekroch b'em schora. You're wrapping up your schora in these mats. Zerke the shchiva shu asuyin lekabos haschora v'avik lei kibul. Uvi also ask here. So I think I put it on the makoros. Miri daf yates. Quote, If you make it for a mechitza, it's mekabel tumah, it's pasul l'schach. Now many of these things are made for a mechitza. He said they made it for hutz, right? They're mechitzas hutz, right? He assumed Rabbi Karp mechitza is going to be not a problem. Well, guess what? The Miri says mechitza is also a problem. Is also a problem. Yeah. Did you see the Miri? Let me show it to you. Then there's people who are not B'nai Torah, they're not going to make a distinction. He's for sure right. They're going to come to do Pesul Min HaTorah. And then he calls to me, the story I wanted to see. Maisa Rab She'ira Ben Arvona. Echad Shesich Ben Marcellus with Gorobo Harbe Velo and Yechilot. They made him take it down. And says, and back in the Tetzvav, he says, Chin Hoyum Me'okhe Ba'osu Ma'klum She'im Arugas Ben Mechores Chim Marcellus Shal Arigas Konem and they call him She'kol Eilu Minik Likos Ben Mabat the Karos Ben to make ceilings for the Batin for Elizor Mekzeres Tikra Not like today, the rabbi says don't do it. Don't say that, they're forced to take it down. So the Tzitz Eliezer is really fire against it. Again, I don't know what year it is. Maybe we'll cut to the end. Maybe it'll happen to be a date if we're lucky. We'll see. That's what he says. He's very upset. Very upset with this. Very upset. Then he goes further about the kash. I don't think it's relevant to our present. I think I'm made from kash. Oh, before we get to the kash. Puk chazi v'bikur Yaakov kamehiris olamos alachadosh mikarobo sheskilu b'dinoso in Germany. Use branches, that's what you should use. He says again, etc. Oh. That's in general. Now, kash? Oh, forget about it. In Sukkah, it doesn't say kash. Sheep or gemi. The Torah don't say kash. The Rambam never says kash. Why? He found the Godolmi Minsk. One of a big Talmud Chacham from Minsk, because his name was a Gadol Minsk. B'chidush of our Gadol al Mishnah is so begam of the Sukkah. He has his kasha. Is this false? Ram left out kash. To be kavana gadol ish mitzos. Ki be perek chafei mi kelim alochi yud gimel. We're not experts. I told you the tumor. Mavua barambam the kash the olim is tamim b'medris. En chilek ben asol ishchiva yasol asicha. Ben gadol l'ktanim. Li olim em esachim ba. And he says it's Sarachin Sharisi Mishirgish Bazar Tar Nadina. Comes out, Kasha is the worst problem. At the end, he decides his name. What does he say? Ein Lahakal Klal, Isa Mafurish, Limchos Bechomai the Evsha Bidea Matirin, Onanas Lefarsem Aloha Psukal Isur. What can I tell you, man? This has been ignored, or overruled, if you want to say. Today in Israel, everyone's using mats. Despite this. Again, I don't know what year it is. If you go on and see the Mesa Medrash, you see what year the Sefer came out, the Chelek Yud, you'll see. What's this Mekut, this Kuntris, this Mechitza story? So Rabbi Simon Shlita put a separate Kuntris about that which is used for Mechitzas. This is his Kuntris number Tezayim, Mass in general. Before that, in Kuntris number Yud Aleph, he wants it's made for a V-loan. Rabbi Osai asked to see Gemara Beitza. I don't know if you saw it yet. I'll show it to you on the screen here. The last line in Masechta Beitza, Rabbi Osai. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. No. Yeah. What does it say over here? Ella Bevilo. For Amahula, when they ma omu vila on tome, they shall shemesh mischamem kinegdo. What does that mean? A vila is a curtain. So a curtain is tome. It's tome. Okay? Tome. Sure. Tome. However, not so simple. Not so simple. Rashi explains. Rashi. Why is it tummy? Me'mavil tummy mekabel tuma, but lo asu keachas mechitzus abayis shen mekabels tuma. Meshach shemesh mischamem kinegdo misate v'shulav. Lefichach yesh toras kli olav. V'keren de mischamem kinegdo oslas osa klein. The katan is klein. Can't. So what does that mean? Has the status of a beged looks like? Treated like a beged. Let's see. What does Maram say? What happened over here? Oh, take that back. Wrong place. This Gemara is found elsewhere. In Chulin. Chulin. Same Gemara is found. Avlin she time lo tsarach time of mesha shemesh mischamem to belav hay time atome the nikra kli kakol beged. They would take this curtain and they put it on themselves. It's a beged that does not apply to anasar. Not a chance. I don't think even an effort. I don't think so. So Rav Moshe has a chiv about these things. Moshe. Okay. Vilono shall eat a chalonos and kshan l'schach. Yud Gimel Tishrei. You know, these people wait for the last minute. Tov Shin Aleph. Talk about 1940. Okay. Rav HaGoyim. Fortman, Shayo Abezin, in some place. He was a rabbi in the White Shul many years ago. Is that possible? Fortman? Not sure. After he spoke on the telephone, maybe you have in mind the Vilona Shul Eitz, Achodim, Tolim, Chalosan, Shamamid, as a Makas Adakam. He means Venetian blinds. He used Venetian blinds for Schach. What does he say? He says, he says like this. He thinks it's the Kabbal Tumah. He quotes a Beitzach of Gimel. I'm sorry, it's Tumah Mishim Kli Kvara. It's answer to see that. Okay. Kamavilon Shalait Shu Rak Pshuti Kli Eitz Yitame Neha Orig Amachzik Eitzim. The strings. They're not Venetian blinds. They don't know what Venetian blinds means? You know what it means? I'm told about. No one knows what the words mean anymore. It means, how do I describe it? You have a window, and there may be 50 or 20, I don't know how many, these little things, each one is, and you get this way, and you let more light in, turn this way. Blinds, no? Yeah, something called. Leave out the word Venetian. Okay. It's not coming from Venice. It's coming from New York. Okay. New York blinds. Okay. Whatever it may be. Okay. So he says, so that's going to be a problem. Psul Mishah Medina. Afak Hashi Yisrein. Come on, Beloi Kehen. Hashi Psul Nishach. You take it apart. You still can't use those little blinds for Schach like Beloi Kehen. That's Rav Moshe. The question becomes, how does that affect us in the following sense? Like this. When we spoke on the phone, I thought it was made from eitz levav pshutikli eitz. I thought it was still possible, but Rabbanon, because the Dover Rachav is Tomei Tois Suga Daf Hei, which we spoke about a little bit, quote in Tarchat Mishmogen Rav Yud Aleph. Yeah, it's not completely clear. That's where Suffolk Imutash Mish Lekarka, which would be a mitigating circumstance. Achia Nirli Shenechshav Tash Mish Odom V'Tomei Moshe Dibarti Oz V'Dabri Im Kvodo the telephone. Avon Imu Orig Ein Shayach L'Stapik Klal U'Borosh Apostle Gamidina. I don't understand. It was made like Shamash Makarka. I thought that nothing is Mekabel Tumah. That's what I thought. I don't know. The Gzera of, we saw before, of Kvora, that's the Rashi Rabosai in Beitza Chav Gimelam and Beitz. Let me show it to you. Emsois, Himakevis as a Michbor, Mishim Cleates Lamatama, then Kibula Kibul, Chachomim Gozu Tuma Lakvar Mishim Oruk, Nu, whatever is woven, it's automatically come from the Rabbana. Filena Michbor shall Matris Mitama Mishim Kliquora, Don shall Mach, invited to Mishim, fine. So the Achronim say it's only if it's a receptacle, Kvora holds something, but our situations don't hold anything. Don't know anything. There's one more tshuva, so I've got to see if we have it. And then we have to see what some of the more modern authorities have written. No, not here. The Imre Yosher. So the Imre Yosher, as you have these konim which mechubra with chutei barzel, maybe it's a maimed. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. So now we come to the last thing, which is what I came with, courtesy of Rabbi Simon. They wanted to use schach, a fence purchased in Home Depot in Chicago. Rav Schwartz and Rav First, various bamboo reed fencing sold by Home Depot. Give it the exact, what's it called over here? UPC code 4803706164 or 7174600530. Natural peeled real reed fencing. Kosher. Okay, but they have conditions. I read it to you. If, only if, the reeds are placed perpendicular to the schach support beams, rather than parallel to the beams, as shown in the pictures below. I'll pass around the pictures. Okay. What's the logic? That's a logic. What's the logic? What's the difference which way it goes? They don't tell you on this page. Maybe on the previous page. Oh! Previous page, Maimon, here it is, the first thing. It's long, thin reeds which are held together with plastic-coated metal wiring. Rabbi First quotes Rabbi Moshe. If the reeds are placed perpendicular to the schach support beams, the reeds are supported by the beams, and the metal wiring merely attaches the reeds to one another, but is not serving as a Maimon, and Rabbi Schwartz found this argument to be convincing. As long as you put it perpendicular, it works. I have a big problem. Okay, my problem in a second. I'll show you the pictures in a second. What else? A piece of wood or some other piece of kosher schach should be placed on top of the fencing so that the fencing is secure enough to not blow off during sukkahs. And of course, you need tilsim mu mechamsa. Course. That's what they say with these conditions. Rabosai, the picture that they show, my opinion is, it's not so sure that they're right. What would happen if these bamboo reeds were there with absolutely no metal putting them together. And you put your beam, the way they have it, in what they call good. I'm going to pass it around. We don't want no good, we want good. Good. What do you think, just look quickly, what do you think would happen if you had all those bamboo reeds, 100 of them, who knows, across, right? And to make sure it doesn't fly away, we put a beam lying perpendicular to those reeds. You know what I think would happen? It would crash right through. The heavy beam would go right through it. And these little flimsy little reeds. Why doesn't it go through?
Because
of the metal. It's right there, Maimon. But I have a simple solution. Look at the picture. They have the beam going. Yeah, they have two. Watch this. They have the two support beams over here, and they have the reeds going in this direction, so it's held up by the beams. They put a beam in the middle. No, it's no good. Put two beams, one on top of this support beam, one by this support beam. That would have held it even without the metal. So I'm being a little bit more machmer than they are in Chicago. I'm a New Yorker. But I'm willing to accept it if you have that extra twist. And then they give you their reason for being matter at the Home Depot. Because they went to check the price of the Home Depot compared to the schach that's selling in the stores. And the schach selling in the stores, they said, you'll see it there, was 7 to 11 times as expensive as Home Depot. Hefzad Merubah. They want to save Klai Yisrael a lot of expense. That's legitimate. Atkan, I finished what I have to say about mats, and I have two things in front of me. I don't have the OU thing. You can put that on the screen for me, the OU? But you had it on your screen. Put it on this screen so everyone should see it. Okay. So I'm going to read you what was just given to me this morning. I have two things over here.
I think the Hebrew one is better.
Hebrew one's better? Okay. Yitzchak Mordechai HaKohen Reuben. Shabbat Shuva Tov Shin Nun Zion. 21 years ago, this was a Shabbat. Give him credit. He didn't wait till Erev Sukkos. The Shabbat Shuva Drush. That's the time to talk about these things. Basically, that's a little late. But okay. Schach Lenecha Netzach. Chatichas Eitz Tzorz V'Tekos Diktim. Each one 2 centimeters. Held together with cotton. Okay? So the first question is Machzeles. Machzeles. You know what? Here it's made in a clear way. You would never use it for shchiva. It's meant to make schach. Forget it. Nisarim. What's a nisarim? He says there were many years that in Yerushalayim they used balfonim. What's balfonim? Anybody? Balfonin. Chazanish would not let you use balfonin. Beis, Lamed, Pei, Vav, Nun, Yud. I don't think so. Chaim Kanevsky, he didn't like it. Of course, Chazanish didn't like it. But Yerushalayim didn't make it. Gedolei Horah. Why? Hoel bizmanenu and regilus the sachem habata benesarim klal. Him came in bundle lochish bazeh. Shlomo Yosef the Tama shall asmach. Excuse me. Who says you're going to do it in a way when rain won't fall in? Okay. So if you hold, you shouldn't use balfonim. You shouldn't use schach lenetzach either. He didn't even mention the possibility that all the Nesarim combined to one Nesar, which his Rebbe Rav Yosef said. The Talmid Rav Yosef. I don't know why that didn't get in here. Yeah, Rav Yosef wrote in Tov Shin Lamed. This is 27 years later. And why did he mention? Strange to me. Maybe it's a later page. Then he says, is it in the Maimid? Maimid? Look. He says, maybe lechatchil is a maimed issue. It's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we can be more mekel. We'll get to that later on. So there are those who want to use cotton. It's the Rabbanon. And we can be mekel by the Rabbanons. A steer in Mishnah Brura about the Rabbanons. So what's the answer? Only Gzeira Rabosai on the next Marmakoma sheet. Gzeira. I'll show it to you. I mean, we'll get to this later, but Arichas, this is probably the main Maramakum of the next sugi. So just give me what we call coming attractions. Chad. Watch this. Exact word they're looking for. It's sitting here somewhere. He quotes as follows. Where is it? Pirish. One second. Shupasl eschach. Gzeira shema yavol eschachek bo. Hod etanan. Vechulon shksheres letfanas. Either b'she'en tzchach or b'somech b'en, it's held up separately. Inami, to call she'en isuro l'sachek ele migzeiro d'rabonon, gon chavilin, lo gozul b'osmicha, u gzeiro l'gzeiro hi. The way to answer the contradiction of Mishnah Brura, a gzeiro otuwa d'rabonon, we would say, but a gzeiro l'gzeiro we wouldn't say. And he gives many examples of this with his Bekiyas. We'll get to that later on. Fine. I mentioned it before. The question is, what is cotton according to the Rambam? It doesn't look like it's the Likaka. Is that a Gzeira or is it Etzem Psul de Rabbanon? Okay. Shamati mi Moria Rabbi Agoin of Moran Agoin of Shmuvazna, then Shlita. If they come a Shonim Nosan Hechshu Asach Lenesach Shikatan of the Hukka Bechut Kutna Elu, came a Shachatiha Saet Yecholos Lama Beruch Mutsuigam Beliachutim. We just saw that Rav Moshe said this, okay? And Lachash B'Dal Hamid Siblish and Nisa as Adala B'Sukkos the Meshach Kama Yomim V'Eitzim Amdu Heitev. Didn't fly off. Not much wind in B'nei Brak. I don't know what the Ruach Matsui is. Maybe put a beam on top. Oh, finally got to Rav Yashin. Zeres Tikra Dikt the Rashba. Right, that we saw before, he quotes the river. Dikt min etu, he quotes Rav Elashar verbatim. Adkan Rav, divin moron agrish al yashin. He says, you know what? So I'm going to argue with him. Only in his sarim, it makes one big thing. But if it's pliable, not. So I told Rav Elashar this. Enoch enami, shomei esachiluk. He hears it. I told you, he heard it. Rabbi Reuben is very close to him, but we learned last year a different mesechta. So Rabbi Karp had a case, he's very close. I tried my best to convince Rabbi Yashiv, couldn't budge him. I'm just saying that Tamid ben Kenah was budge the Rabbi. So, fine. Rabbi Vosna says, since it's pliable, it's okay. Right? And he quotes his great uncle, Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says there's no Gzeiras Tikra because they're very small and they wrap around, etc., etc. So it's a machlokes gedolei haTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Gzeiras Chavila, this we spoke about before. We thought it wasn't really a problem either. I the Kabbal Tuma. Close of Moshe. No. There, Oreg Mechaber Beno Eitzin. Here it's a Chut Mialma. There it's woven together. I'm not sure what that means. Can you tie it down? It's no problem. It's not Schach Kavu anyway. Don't tie it with something which is possible to Schach. So what are you going to use? I guess you have to use cotton. Aye, what if it's made from bambook? It's the one is bamboo. They call it a bambook. Basement, basement, kuf. Okay? Yeah. Bambook. However, with schak zehu, ain't not about mishum xeris tikra. Exactly. That's the Yosha's distinction. To the dict. Oh, kindness. If it's the same of kindness. Okay? Ain't chashash klal xeris tikra. There were those who were worried about Xeris Maimed of the Chavolin, like the Shulchan Aruch, Tarchat Sif Hei, Chavolin Shul Pishna Psula, because Nishtana Tzurasan. No! No! Gemi and Siv Aksheira, what's the difference? Pishtan, you have to soak it first in water, and then spin it and comb it, called Nishtana. But this, Gemi and Siv, were Chavolin Tivim, Shigdanim Kang Sabav Ilan, and live so. And Kain Hora Rav Yashiv, he's masking to this. Very good. Now, the next piece is about using what he calls over here Reshes Pasim Dakim Shalaitz and the Chaburam Zalazeh, Rochav a Pasu Ben Shtayim, the 30 centimeters, etc. They put together with nails. Yeah. What's the point of these things? On the Mirpeset, called a Pargola. The Matoras sail, and you put them together with klunzos, amrepesis b'masmerim, with the rods of the porch with nails, so it's stay yomim rabin, here's your picture, and to those who have, etc., can you count the schachana? Yeah? Your friend's house, use it, good or no good? One, zeres tikra, two, masmerim, three, it's used all year long, four, suki yashana, five, Mamim Bedabra Kamal Tuba. Only five problems.
Whoa.
This is pretty long. Yeah. Okay. Until now it was until Os Yud Aleph for this beautiful piece. Now it's starting to use Beis. Whoa. Oh boy. I think that maybe I'll postpone this till tomorrow because he goes another from Yud Beis, he goes all the way until Chaf Hey. I mean, we're not even halfway through. I mean, I want to read this more carefully. Tomorrow we'll come back to this. Okay, and what's this in Rabbi Kaganov? What's here? Maybe we should leave this for tomorrow too. I'm not prepared to discuss this. Maybe yeah, the OU thing can print out for me for tomorrow's shiur also. Yeah, so tomorrow I'll have that too. Okay, so we'll postpone. We're almost done with this part of the shiur. Tomorrow we'll resume it. Now let's start Dover HaMaimit. Because that's obviously these two are very much interconnected. Okay? Dover HaMaimit is the sugya. Open up your Gemara to Chof Aleph Amud Beis, please. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Just the Gemara first. Just the Poshim Shad, the Gemara. Hasomech sukoso bekray hamita. Mishnah says kshera. Rabbi Yehuda omem ena yechol lama meatsa psula. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, pligibar Rav Zera Rabbi Abba bar Mama. Chalama mibnei she'en lo keva. Chalama mibnei shemamida bedover amakabel tumu. So, within one version of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't be mama bedover amakabel tumu. Rashi, shemamida. Whoa! Unbelievable! If you have kosher schach that's being held up by a davar atame, it's considered as if you're misach b'davar atame. Whoa! The raisa, the rabbanim. Almost sounds the raisa from Rashi. Wow. My benayim, which are not shpudim shel barzel v'sichach aleihem. The man the other nation ain't the kevah, ain't the kevah. Well, my dumb nation, my beat him, the kabbal tuma. And with deep mida, the double kabbal tuma, it's no good. It's made, it's resting on metal. Omer Abaye, lo shonu el samach. I will see her gabi amita ksheir, my timer. The man the other nation, the kevah, ain't the kevah. My dumb nation, the kabbal tuma. Pray, ain't my mida, the double kabbal tuma. What does that leave us with? They're both saying a couple of questions. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanon? And if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, is it because of the Keva issue or the Maimon issue? The two fundamental questions, right? Two fundamental questions. Take a look on the Rosh, Perek Beis, Siman Aleph. Pick up over here, Rabbi Osei. Pick up. Amar Abaye. No. Before that. Gimel. With the carbon sound of a kashali. The time of the mamid, the medavra, mekabel tumo. Im sichech al mechitzus avonim. Which was obviously commonly done in the Russian town. They'd make rock. They'd make walls to find some rocks. Tiapsula, hold the hem and aschach, but dava shen yidulim and aretz, rebbeinu shalalam. Oh my goodness, it's terrible. Look in Korban Asano, maisim b'choyom, shem besachin amachitza savonim, tiapsula. Hold the hem and aschach, al dava shen mitzomech min aretz, gewalt. Varan pirish, tach tein ma'amid mishim gzeira, shem ayovol l'sachik bo, v'yein shchiach l'sachik ba'avonim. Aber Rabbeinu the Rosh, Svirle de Medina, sir. Kemoshakos of Rashi, Hol, Veikos, Shoshach, Elim Amidon, Havikilu, Sir, Medarim, and Kabotuma. So the Rosh ended up with no Teretz. Ended up with a Tsarachian. A Tsarachian. Gewalt. A Tsarachian. No, a Tsarachian. Tsarachians are no good, no? Well, let's take a look at the Ran. Maybe give some kind of a discussion in Iran, please. It doesn't say. Very good. Doesn't say it's a din daraisa. Medina. It's not just a gzer you're going to come to be misachar with this. The Iran is on page Chav Zion, I believe, in the new print. Looks like it's page Yud and Aleph in the old print. Pirish Rashi, it's right after Masnisim. The second time it says Pirish Rashi. Shasuka smuch al kari amita, but shamita mitaltelas, shasuka mitaltelas ima. It's a roi. Who knows shasuka diwas keva bina? Veloni hira. Tabla le tamuda le mema behedi, rabbi yuda le tame. Kremina le yel, mina. Vigamara, mechol duchta. Vyoda, suka asuya berosh asfina, uvrosh agola, shima tultelas, ukshera de reakol, chav bezim et bez. Efsha. Hosam shiny shekarka hasuka nishali olam echabizmana. Avalhocha karkois hasuka mishtana vishu karka olam. Feno agabi mita dumya agabi agola. Fine. Miu armina da lo lo shana shusamach al sikha ksheir kosu rav alfazizal. Loasia shabbat. The few perushazal. Hainu kshasikha agabi yusedos to kuim. Shane metal tell us. Pshita. Therefore the rabbit is right. Shlokva al amita al samcha alea near the beds. It's on poles going into the ground. V'im hamita zaza arei asuka nofelas. That's when it's no good. If it's on the bed. Find a darmina tfi she'en lekeva shamita omedes li notel v'tipol asuka v'kevan she'en ma'el smucha kev she'en smucha hashas ishapir ho darmina lo shna v'chule k'mo she'en fashena hanatama demandama l'fi she'en lekeva. It's not on the fans. Come on. Ho says sukasul berosh ha'ilam kshera v'lo poleg Rabbi Yehuda achav de'ilam pasul l'sachek bo shan ha'ilam v'lo chazi l'schach v'lo shchiach de'mesachi bei u'mishamachi lo gaz Rabbi Yehuda u'milo nehira de'ilam shchiach l'sachek bo u'kenedan afir alef hidla oleh ha'gefen. What do you mean? People do use it m'schach. So back to square one. Ramban zal tirit in the Mechamas Vahi delekamon lav v'mesachech agabe ilan askinon ela shekarka hasuka nosun ba'ilan. There's a very big tree and there's enough floor space in the middle of the tree that you can sit on Zion by Zion. Ela shekarka hasuka nosun ba'ilan v'noatz kundesin v'karka hasuka v'sichech ale u'v'chi agavno afa pishem v'chuber so mechas hamamid lesson ba the maise karka bi alma ka'ovid. Look, every sukkah in the world ultimately is resting on the ground, and the ground is not makabel, is not gedulim in aretz. It doesn't bother us. It's called, some call it maimed de maimed. We'll see. Uvemastis nami daika de bahochi askina de mid katoni vein ola biyomtiv malamish etzarach ulalos sham hanik shakarka shalom bi ilan v'lo shakarka shalom aretz v'sichach bi ilan. Okay, so Rabbi says, "Lo shanu lo samuch, aval sicha rami mito kshero kolom hashem noatz kundisin be mito v'sicha len kshero." I mean, a big gemara, my love, they should recover. Fine, not gonna move because it's on the ground. Well, the man deyama b'bnei shamir b'dava kavatuma. How are you doing kavatuma? Kevin shein asrach nismach mamash al mito, abeshi yisaid also v'kundos of smuchan alav. Oh. Halacha, Kevin Shah Rabalfis al Kosa Bilchosov. Hoda ma baya loshna vechule. Mashma de Svile de Kaimlin Karabi Yehuda. Vetava Mishim de Kolecha de Shakli Vetorah Moyad. Aliba de Chatana. Mashma de Yuchsa Kavose. It says in Shabbos Kufyud Beis. Usually we pass like the Rabbonin, the Yochad Ramlach Rabbi. Here's an exception. Velo Mashma de Yehuda. Also the Tamei de Amasukas Dures Kevabina, as we saw earlier. Without being the fish, ain't no keva. The imhochi have a little meimar of yudal tamei. As I said earlier, behold, hakati ikam min the meichash the tamad the mandamim neishem amida with the kabel tuma. Don't do it keva. With the chayish la abaye, the valid dives keva lo v'chayish the yud gufi ukma v'sha shita dav zayin. Shita means if A and B and C and D hold a certain way, we don't pass like any of it. It's called a shita. It's a klal pesach. Fine. Hil datim la biyuda. Tchshem shein besachim adam kabel tuma kach ein ma'amin adam bo mishum gzeira. Oh, now we get to the top of column two and page chafetz. Here's the punchline. V'yafal gav te'ach shavanu nogu lismoch sukos al agabe k'solim shein besachim behem v'shein gedulim en arts made from rocks. Hayna taima mishum t'lo shchiach l'sachar b'chayot z'l ben. You don't use rocks for schach. V'yod k'uli alma yadda d'chol ki agav na beis dira. That's why all these things which is normally used for roofing, then they made certain xeris, but this is never done for that purpose. They put a little something separating between the schach and the wall. Umidas chasidus biyamahu. The chasidus. Ad kanabo said the words of the Ram. Okay. Okay, good. Very, very good, Rabosai. It's a gzeira, Rabosai. Not Medina. It's not Medina. There's still a problem. Again, Elon is something which is typically used, and he gave a teretz of what's called Maisa Karka. It's interesting. The Ritva asked the same kasha, and in the footnote, we'll discuss it a little bit later, maybe it's tomorrow, it's on the Mar Makomas. It's yes, it's true the Sachik be Elon, but not on Sukkos. You know why? Ain't a royal yontif. We saw the Gemara, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Yontif, on Shabbos and Yontif. Have you seen that yet? It's on, if you haven't seen it, you'll see it soon. It's on the Makoros. See it tomorrow, Shi Mitzvah. Fine. Now, Bosai, there's an opposite view. Ota Gos Oshri, Perek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet. Perek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet, and Hagos Oshri is a commentary on the Rosh. The last line of column 2 and page Ches in our print. Presumably, the problem is mamid. You can't make the defilement from something which is makabel tuma. It's unbelievable. And he quotes it off on the Yerushalmi that says that. Really? Really? They really say so? I don't know. I have to look it up in the Or Zeruah. Let's look it up there first in the Or Zeruah, and then we'll look up the Yerushalmi. It says over here, Mem Aleph Zion, with a shrich. It means May Or Zeruah. Find there was a rule where he says it's beferish. Wow. This can't be. Oh. Hilcha Sukkah, Chalik Beis. Bays, yeah. Watch. Yerushalmi, Rab Levi b'shem Rab Chama bar Chanina, Ksiv v'sachta al Aron as a kaporet as ha. Kaporis, think so. Paroches. Mikan shadof and kori schach. That's paroches. That's what it's called. Dolphin. Mikan she'ozen tfanas b'dava she'ne mekabel tumah. Whoa, 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 we're in trouble. Well, if he's a yeshlano the farsh, that the katanim kulam ksherish ta'ayinu the dafka v'chavir le'kash v'chavir le'yitzin v'chavir le'zrodin koi t'k sherin d'orayis ha'fil l'stachaben rabon d'gozer b'u l'tfanas l'gozer if he's a yitzorach li'zor shal da'asat ha'at tfanas b'dava mekabel tumah he lost. Claims is enough for the Yerushalmi. Open to the Vilna Gaon, Rabosai, Timon Tov, Reish, Lamed, Sif, Katon, Aleph. Yes?
What did Ozeruah
seems to be saying, based on his read of the Yerushalmi, okay. Mm-hmm. It should be nizar not to use the fanas midover makabel tumah megdula menorot. Even halacha lemaisa. Yes, I'm listening. Very good. Oh, is he good? Open up to the Vilna Gaon. You see, you mechamet to the Vilna Gaon. Mamash mechamet to the Vilna Gaon. The Mechaba begins Tafresh Lamed Kol Advarim Akshem Levdefanas, period. Says the Vilna Gaon Aleph, Tasa Rosh, Tam Keva Ikar, Saka Rajba Varan, the Kas Alphasi, Kulam Psulam Levdefanas, Bishasomech Aleyen, Eleba Olsen Shilas Chaleyen, Oh, the Olsen Psulam El Mirabonim, Pirisha Rajba means a Ritva, Ratzaloma Filolo Itiran, Kame Shane Psulam El Mirabonim, Dake Moshe Ozarua, you saw it. Because of Dake Moshe, Chemasim Yishalmi. Uvishalmi, called Perek Av, so the Rav, Kosuf Lehepech, claims the Vilna Gaon. Watch this. You compare this Yishalmi to the Yishalmi we see over here in the Or Zeruah. Rav Yase b'shem Rav Chama bar Chanina v'sakosa al ha'ornas ha'poroches ha'kaporos mikan shadofen kori schach. Oh, so far so good. Mikan shosen tfanas b'dover not she'eno shehu mekabel tuma. What a little difference a little few letters make. The exact opposite. You better believe it. Right? He says, "Meferish," right? Mikan. I lost it.
It's
Shaina Makabo. Oh, okay, either way. Then he says, "Vechein Nira." Kaima Shakori Schach. He says, I'm not talking about Tefanis. Okay. Kevish goes rah. Avalen Raimisham. The Shavu Bashidas, you have Yosha be Gemara Zainam and Beis. Open the Gemara Zainam and Beis, or else you'll see. Sure, the Rishami said so. The Rishami Shaloki Hilkosa. Huh. Prove anything. What's in Zainam and Beis? Om Rabbi is the Shita, right? Rabbi, Rabbi Oshi, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Achayim. Eight different people, all hold secrets to us. Kevabina, we don't pass to any of them. Okay, Rabbi Yoshia, Hode Amaron. What Rabbi Yoshia say? What do he say? He says even the fathers have to be tzilsim ruvim mechamsa. The fathers have to be tzilsim ruvim royal eschach. Oh man, so the Rishami holds like a Yoshia. That's all. We don't pass in that way. So writes the Vilna Gaon. We don't pass in like that. So, Yimamash, you wanted to say? It's an excellent teretz. An excellent teretz. However, on both sides, obviously not everyone agrees to this, the Kuda, that you have to worry about this on your Tfanas. I'll just read you, I'll show you a brief Truma Sadesha. Would we find Truma Sadesha on both sides? Sefer Halacha or Shutim? Shutim? Is it Shutim? Officially it's Shutim. Here it is. Chuma Sadesh. Chuma Sadesh. Chuma Sadesh says, don't be so worried. Here we go again. Can you put the poles of the sukkah with masmerish or barzel to tie it together with below candles also with the rabbanon kavim tuma? Hank Peda, I of course our sugis haGemara, and the Rush says that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, but the Rush says the reason is of keva. The Rush rejects ma'enim kavim tuma. And that's true for the Rif, who holds the Mekabel Tumah Lavikaru, with Lo Maisi Bepsaka Vel Plukta, Nafkusta Gedol Bedover, the Ovid the Talmudik, the Ovid Talmudik Benayu, Dal Shpun Shul Barzal the Land of Manu Mishum Kabel Kosher the Apostle must hold the Mekabel Tumah is rejected. Keva Zika. Not going to that particular idea right now. What Keva means. Fine. Dover Makabel Tuma Mavzika Psula. And there was it's a stira. What do you have over here? It's a famous kash of the Chumash Sadesh. Very famous kash. Sukkah Shapiro Sam Nanesha Psula Peshamanatam. The Tarsin Sukkah Davir we saw, but he once before. The Golanim as well. The Poris Asad Ladas Kenim Yipold Al Olin Te Chavzu Mitzilsa Vasad Nyaksik Al Ailin Hatlushim Shlo Yiplo. So it's Psula right away. No, the Mekabel Tumah Mavzika Psula. You see, we do Paskin Maimit. You do Paskin Maimit. Says the Chumash Sadesha, no. Shani Hosam, the Hasadin Nami Osat Sail. There, the Maimit is flat and is making shade. That's a problem. So, Yah forgot the below Tzilsa, Tzilsa Bubu Mechamsa. Without that, Kevish also tell gufe asad machzikosa shoy pochos michamsa choshev shasad no sirov atzel. But in our case, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. That's the Chubas Hadeshes. He's also not worried in a typical case where the maimer's on the side and not going flat across. Fine. 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 So let's just one more minute. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lemaisa. Tomorrow, Rabosai, there'll be a lot of tour. You can bring a tour tomorrow, it'll be helpful. So, I mean, we'll put on the screen if we have to, but tomorrow's a tour day. Okay, if you can. Not T-O-U-R, not taking any tours. As we take a tour of the Schach Matz discussion. You bring me the OU, and I have here still two things. We have three things to talk about Matz before we go back, resume the discussion of Maimon. Tov Resh Lamed, Sif Yud Gimel. Hasomech Sukoso Shal Alkari Amito Vakraim Hemechitzis Im Yesh Bagova Asor Tfochim Amito L'Schach Ksheira Vim Lav Psulo Vim Somech Asach Al Amud Vim Adukvarim Ad Hadfanas Afil Ein Gova Asor Me Amito Ad Aschach Ksheira Kevin Shesh Ad Asor Tfochim Ad Orth Aschach. Nothing about Maimit. The word Maimit is not found anywhere here. Nothing. It's not found. Presumably, the fact that the Mechaba left out Maimon means he doesn't hold from Maimon. Doesn't hold from the whole thing. Not surprising. Let's take a look at Nun Tes in Mishnah Berurah. Nun Tes. The after Maimon, I'll become a Mita Shimikabela's tumor. Right? That's what it says. Right? I cry my Mechitas. Lo ich baslon boze. We don't care about that. The Kabbalah's Tumah al Schach Nemar v'lo atfanis. The Chatchila Nochel Nizor Bazeh, because there are posts from Machon. Look at Mogan Avram. Tov Reish Chof Tes Siv Ches Siv Kod Des. There seems to be the Machloikas in different Simonim. Here they are. They're not worried. There they are worried. What's the story? You look at just briefly the Sharetzi and Samach. Peis Yosef quotes the Chumas Hadeshin. We just saw. Even according to the Rif, it's not a problem. We just got through seeing that, those are the whole discussions. He's worried about Keva, not worried about Maimon. Luvadasa Rosh, from Yerushalmi, the Docha Atam Neshem Mabedam and Kamal Tumma. Nias Daiti, it's difficult to be Mekel because the Ran and the Ritva and the Chidushim, according to the Rif, Yesh Locha Shatam Zeh. They all worried about Tam. Okay? They're worried about it. Midah Bedavar Kamal Tumma. Only Rabbi Yehuda, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Then he said, you know what? There are many who are making this child. Who are they? Who are they? Pasuk the Chachamim. Yochid the Rabbim. Halacha ki Rabbim. Who are these people? Many. Give me some names. Give me some names. Ritzgeis, quotes of verbatim, brackets, Lashonim. Hasomach Sukosa, the cry, Amita, the Adil, the Hamido, the Chaska. I feel any of whole Amit, they ask for Ksheira. It's black and white. Takes it head on. We're not worried about Maimon, Pasach, the Chacham. The Rambam and Pirish and Mishnah, quotes of Yehuda, and the Keva, Yehuda, the Tamei, and the Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we don't pass them. Like that reason, Rabbi Yehuda, we left with Maimon. Farazor, Rabbi Yeshaya, we have no problem with Maimon whatsoever. Excuse me. Rak Midrabonon, the Alma. We saw that Zera Shem able to sachik bo. Bavare Shesmal Dasa Mekilim Bezer. The Chatchila Nochon Lezor. The Tzitzis Kol Adayis. From the Korban Asanel Al Rosh. A rarity to look at the Kazal. They paskins the Kula as well. So on both sides, Maimon seems to be so far what we call in our language a Chumra bi'alma. A Chumra bi'alma. Does anyone disagree with this? Yes. His name is the Bach. The Bach goes to the end of the day of Yimachu by Maimon. So tomorrow, she even should bring in a Bach and a tour of the Bach. If not, we'll put it on the screen. But she'll spend time reading that, the Bach that are on the Ma'amakom sheet, and we'll continue with Sarah Nishmael.